KUNC and Harvest Public Media start a new reporting series today called United and Divided. We are going to explore how the urban-rural divide will impact our nation's future. We start in a Colorado town that's steeped in the issues that define the 2016 election: illegal immigration, refugee settlement, and a lagging economy. KUNC's Luke Runyon has more.
Also remember to stop.
It's first period at the high school in Fort Morgan, Colorado, and I've posted up at a desk in the back corner of a classroom.
Hey, U.S. states and capitals.
I came to Fort Morgan because it's a small rural city, just 11,000 people, and it's minority-majority. Less than half the population here is white. At the high school, more than half of all students are Latino. And yet, the school is nestled in a farming county that voted overwhelmingly for President Donald Trump. English teacher Taylor Jordan moved to town a few years ago from suburban Denver.
From the highway and from the outside, it looks like just a typical small town, farm town. But then living here, just all the deep cultural roots that we have here, I think makes it such a special place.
Take this one class, ESL, English as a Second Language. Students hail from some of the world's most violent and war-torn countries: Somalia, Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras. The first student I meet is dressed in a floor-length plaid flannel dress and a light pink headscarf.
My name's Isra. I am senior this year, and I'm 18 years old.
Isra Mohammed is a Somali refugee. She's a member of the city's small but growing East African population. I ask her to describe Fort Morgan to someone who's never been here.
It smells kind of bad, to be honest, but it's good. I like it. We have this company called Cargill.
Cargill owns a meatpacking plant in town. The surrounding county is also home to a growing dairy industry. It has a big sugar processing factory. For decades, immigrants have flocked to jobs here, and they've kept the agriculture and manufacturing economy up and running. Mohammed arrived in the U.S. when she was in the eighth grade.
It was so difficult for me. I couldn't understand what people were saying. It was totally different culture, different people.
But that changed when she got to Fort Morgan High, amidst a diverse array of students. She still stands out around town, she says. But she's at home.
There is people who are going to stare at you because they never saw someone who's wearing a hijab. And they're wondering what the hell's wrong with this person. But like most of people, like, they don't even care. Like, it's your culture, it's your thing.
Fort Morgan's cultural transformation has brought some tension. Muslims from Africa first arrived around 2007, and since then, police have responded to acts of vandalism. Religious disputes at the meatpacking plant flared up. Latino and Somali residents still say they sometimes get nasty looks when they speak a language other than English in public.
Community-wise, I think it was extremely difficult.
Ben Bauman is the high school's principal.
I think the community, there's some backlash of this other culture coming in, and not one or two, but hundreds.
There are formal efforts to integrate the various communities that call Fort Morgan home now, by the police, a nearby university, and a local nonprofit. But 16-year-old Kyla Carpenter says the high school is where the rubber often meets the road. To Carpenter, a Muslim refugee isn't an abstract idea. He's the person next to her in social studies. Undocumented students fleeing violence in Central America aren't just an image on the news. They're on the volleyball team.
Some of them try to, like, avoid the issue of this is happening because we go to school with people like this, and so we have to face it. We have to adapt to it.
Many parts of rural America are losing population. Fort Morgan has held steady or grown for years. Immigrants like Isra Mohammed made that happen.
People are always judging you, no matter how you are, no matter what you are, no matter your color. So you don't have to let them get you and let you down. You have to be strong and define yourself.
Mohammed says she likes living here and wants to stay and work after she finishes high school. In Fort Morgan, Colorado, I'm Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media reports on farm and food issues and is a collaboration of KUNC and other public media stations in the Midwest. Luke Runyon is joining us in the studio to go a little deeper into this story. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Brian.
Well, we started off by saying that pretty much all of the campaign issues from 2016 intersected in Fort Morgan. Donald Trump won here by a big margin. So what's the mood like now that he is president?
Well, it depends on who you ask. So you saw support for Trump pop up with signs and enthusiasm in Morgan County from the Republican Party. Even when I was just driving out of town, there was a stack of hay bales that had Trump's name spray painted on the side of it. But there's still a lot of uncertainty. What's going to happen with refugees in the country who are here, for the most part, legally? You also have a large undocumented immigrant population. What's going to happen with that group of people? People still don't really know. When I was talking to Taylor Jordan, the English teacher who we just heard in the story, she says she's had to field a lot of questions from students.
Usually it's the students that take these things a little bit more seriously that are the ones that are more vocal about it. I think they're all a little nervous. I mean, I would be if I was in their shoes, not knowing what's going to happen.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the Harvest Public Media series, United and Divided, and what is next for us where Fort Morgan is concerned.
My colleagues and I at Harvest Public Media are going to be spending some time really examining this issue of the urban-rural divide. It was one narrative that came out of the 2016 election that people really latched onto as a way to explain the election outcome. I'm planning on doing a lot more reporting in Fort Morgan, dig a little deeper about how this farm town has really dealt with a diversifying population. And we'll have a few more stories asking people who live in rural areas across the Midwest and the Plains what they're thinking about during these first few months of the new administration.
Great. Thanks, Luke.
Thank you.
Luke Runyon reports for KUNC and Harvest Public Media.